possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, a big day here as we continue here on The Drive. Coming up, a little stock up, stock down in the 3 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that sexiness. And in the 4 o'clock hour, our guy Brandon Scott. It's Wednesday, 4:40, Texans Report. Has a lot to get to, hearing from Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans. And Clint, speaking of D'Amico Ryans, this was interesting. As Tyler, you know, we don't generally like to play audio this long, but I don't feel like you can cut this out. And if you missed it in the first segment, I think Clint and I both were, at the very least, kind of confused by the rant. Would you call it a rant, Tyler?
Oh, that's exactly the word that popped into my mind in the middle of this 2.5 minutes from head coach D'Amico.
As I look down and I see it labeled as rant alert. Yeah, I think you would call it a rant.
And you really can't cut it, like you said, because you'd miss out on so many of the juicy, just great emotions that are within this audio.
So as we know, the Joe Mixon situation, there's not been a lot of information, right? We played yesterday, Adam Schefter pitch a fit about the lack of information. And some other local people, and of course, Nick Caserio and D'Amico were asked about that today by the media. But this was him in response to the handling of injuries.
Yeah, everything we do for when it comes to injuries, and I don't again talk about the injuries much because I'm thinking about the player. Like, it's different for me. I played the game, so I can see all the news and media that circulates on everybody speculating. Well, it's not us speculating. It's everybody who's writing the stories are speculating. So it's more so of let's not speculate if you don't know the true information. And why is everybody so quick to find some story on a player when he's dealing with whatever he's dealing with? That's his personal information. I don't think anybody would speculate on the people who are writing the story wouldn't speculate on your medical situation, because would that be fair? No, it wouldn't be. So it's all out of respect to the players and the men who put the work in the locker room to grind and what they put their bodies through to be on the fields. Like, that's always the forefront of my thoughts. Everybody really doesn't care about our players in that manner. Everybody kind of just wants to write a story. And now in the day and age where we are with everybody wants to be first with a story, there's no repercussions for people writing inaccurate stories about players. You can just put something out and you don't really know the information. It's not true, but nothing happens. You just, take it down. So where is the old school reporting where people used to fact find, take time, really dig and find like the true accurate information on the players? That doesn't happen anymore, right? Everybody wants to get it. I get it. It's the microwave society. Everybody wants it quick. Everybody wants it now. And that leads to inaccurate information. Well, I would just say it's really, that's Joe's business. That's whoever's business. And don't talk about it. Let him be at peace. Let him do what he has to do to recover and get back right to play the game that he sacrificed his body, time for. All these guys do that. So the speculation, it isn't from our end, it's from everybody else who wants to be first. And that's, I get it. It's the clickbait. I want to be first. I reported it first, so I'm the best. Well, how is that helping our players? It's not. And it's inaccurate. And what happens to you when you put out an inaccurate story? Nothing. So who's the benefit from this? Our players aren't benefiting from it. Joe isn't benefiting from it. So what are we talking about here, right? So for me, it's always about protecting our players because I truly care about our players.
Clint,
Wow, dude.
When he said, what are we talking about here? I remember driving in a car here, listening to it on In the Loop. And that is exactly what I said.
Ditto.
I said, I'm not kidding. Like, listen, you know, you got to preface this by, hey, D'Amico's a good dude. I don't know him well at all, but
love Miko.
Even the interactions we've had on the air, off the air, seeing him from afar, a good dude. Clint, I'm honestly not following him.
I'm confused
on this, and to me, it comes off of as if like it's a distraction to something else. Because I hear the words he's saying, Clint, but I'm just not following how that has to do with, hey man, what's going on with your Pro Bowl running back? And what's the injury situation? I hear him when he talks about clickbait and stories and getting the stories right. Nobody has a story because nobody has any information, right? Like, I don't.
Yeah, look, man, I just don't think the case that he's pleading here, almost out of frustration, I just don't think it applies to this yeah, particular situation. I don't think it applies to DJ Bieniemy. I don't think it applies to Jonathan Alexander.
Aaron Wilson, Brandon Scott,
there's a couple of those guys have not B. Scott, but a couple of Aaron Wilson is a guy that goes out and reports things and tries to be first. So that is Aaron Wilson approach to the thing is almost being taken out on everybody, right? And so I just don't think that what he is applying to the Joe Mixon situation should be applied to the Joe Mixon situation, right? He's responding to a question about Joe Mixon specifically, who is a Pro Bowl player, who is the number one, I would say the biggest leader on this offensive unit, right? This isn't about being first. This has been going on for months. Right? This isn't about being first. It's about covering a team. And now all of a sudden, you know, it's everybody's getting a response as if everybody is trying to fight for being first. And really, there's a handful of people in the business, both nationally and locally, that are really trying to be first.
I didn't know we were racing.
Well, no, there's no doubt about it. There is.
No, yeah, like you said, there are the guys whose gig kind of falls into that, yeah. But I've never thought that once right here in this producer booth.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was talking to us, but I just, there's, in general, I think he's making a very, very good point. I just don't think it applies. And in this situation, given who you're talking about, how long it's been going on, if you want accuracy, then there needs to be some level of transparency, right? I mean, his words himself is you know, where are the people who want to fact find? Well, that's what they're doing. They're asking the head coach 6 weeks into this weird situation with the star running back, hey, man, what's going on? I mean, folks are trying to do what it is D'Amico Ryans just said. Look, I said this earlier. I'll say it again, and I'm going to say it every time we talk about it. I'd say that the team going to an extreme as they're doing right here in the Mixon case, as well as last year in the Christian Harris case, and really bled into this year. I would argue that from a standpoint of giving the world that much time to speculate and put out accurate or inaccurate, you know, reports of what's going on with a player, I would argue that that approach, now it may not matter, but I would argue that that approach is just as damaging as one random beat writer being inaccurate on a report of an injury. I would argue that allowing, like right now, you've got a national, who was it, Ian Rapoport or was it Schefter?
Schefter
is shook. I mean, it's obviously a real thing. Schefter is shook about this deal. And if in reality, if it were just, hey, he's got a foot injury, he re-injured it this offseason, it's being worked on, he's gonna be out, we know, for 4 weeks, and then we'll check and see what's going down at the 7 week mark. We hope like hell that our star running back is back, and we understand why you're asking about it. I don't understand the frustration, I guess, is my point. Like, he's clearly frustrated with
when he's saying speculation. In this case, a while back, it was Ian Rapoport who first reported that, yeah, he could miss the entire preseason, and him being ready for the season is in doubt. And that was the first time.
That was a speculation that ended up being.
But that was
spot
the first
on.
Time. That was the report about Joe Mixon, and then I think he came out, and I would say he gave a defensive statement in response to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we never heard another update or anything else about Joe Mixon. And then the next thing we hear is he's going to be on the list where he's got to miss four games.
Speculate and recollate.
And then before D'Amico just spoke today, the general manager was asked, will he miss the season? And the general manager was noncommittal. So, like, right. Like, he said, we'll see. Like, I mean, what would be the response or reaction that he's having an issue that's been given on the Joe Mixon case? Especially off of what he was just saying about clickbait and trying to be first and all that. I'm just like, just trying to figure out what's going on.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With this important player.
Well, relatively speaking, I mean, it's been pretty light about the Joe Mixon situation.
Nobody's saying anything.
I mean, nobody.
He might be missing a whole year. Hell yeah, it's been light.
Yeah, it's just the frustration, I guess, that appears to be present with both Nick and D'Amico is interesting. It's like C.J. Gardner-Johnson being on the roster at this point. Like, hey man, what's going on with C.J. Gardner-Johnson? And we go back. It's going back to the injury situation and being vague, which is fine. I don't have a problem with them handling it any way they want to handle. I have no problem. It's the frustration. And like pushing back on DJ and the fellas that are there reporting on the team as if they're the ones that are trying to be first on everything is an interesting frustration.
But even
frustration,
with the CJ Gardner-Johnson thing, it's they've expressed to us that he's progressing and we know what the injury is.
And him being on the 53 tells you.
but Nick spoke about his injury and talked about where he is. when you asked about Joe Mixon, it turns into like a lecture on I don't know.
We don't like that.
It's just really weird. It's like, I mean, we're not trying to be, we're just trying to be something. What's going on with it?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.